Welcome back to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Tillis, and I'm the Rams editor for LAFBNetwork.com. It is a great website.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, the draft is in 3 weeks.
I can't believe it's already been 3 weeks, or it's coming in three weeks.
I know. God damn.
Time flies when you're party naked.
Mm-hmm. And then they've, I guess they're slowly announcing that all the stadiums are going to be full capacity in the fall.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the schedule, actually, to come out next month, too.
Yeah. No, yeah, that'll be cool.
Because I'll actually be able to see your stadium this year.
Really?
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Play the Chargers?
Visit the Chargers this year.
Yeah, depending on that falls, I'll go with you.
Hell yes.
I'll go.
I know I want to take a... Obviously, last year, I wanted to go to that Sunday night game. And I wanted to take my boys, but... Well, obviously, it didn't happen, but...
But you're kind of glad you didn't.
Well, it was a close game.
I know.
It's not like it was a blowout. Like,
no, it wasn't.
Like, it was a good game.
I know. I'm just kidding. Shit. But yeah, that's cool. No, I'd be down to go to the Charger one with you.
Hell yeah.
I want to see Herbert.
I want to see Dak.
Well, yeah.
Dak attack. But, comeback player of the year.
I know I'm going to at least one. I'm going to a Ram game this year because my friend has season tickets.
Oh, must be nice. Actually, I have one of my customers that has season tickets, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll ask him on for that game.
The Rams?
He sells them to me.
Well, wait. The one I'm going to?
No, like season tickets for...
Oh, he's got Charger ones?
No, he's got Rams ones.
Oh.
But I'm sure, like, it's the same seats.
Sure, but I don't think it works that way, though.
Oh, I'd have to ask him.
Like, if you want to go to use those for your the Dallas Charger game, you can't. Because you're not getting...
that's true.
You're not getting season tickets to SoFi. You're getting to getting for specifically for the Rams or the Chargers.
Unless...
No. Well, the Rams have some good opponents this year at home.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. Packers, Bucks, obviously the division people, Tennessee, Minnesota, I believe.
Ooh, Minnesota, eh?
Yeah, because they play the North. And then I think their East opponent is going to be the Giants. I think it's an away. And then their South is the... it's the Bucks. There we go. It's something
Let's
like that.
See.
Anyway, it's just you and me this week, Wes.
I know. Back to the good old days.
Thaddeus is on paternity leave for the next week because he just became a daddy.
Finally.
I know. He gets to... Welcome to the club.
I know. Now he can't sit there and make fun of us for going to bed early or...
Or watching Disney movies all the time.
Exactly.
Like, it's your life, dude. Like, don't think, oh, I'll just show him Batman. That doesn't work that way.
I'm gonna read him American Psycho to go to bed. No, he's gonna want Paw Patrol or
yeah, get ready. Like it's gonna be a lot of I can't take the show serious.
Yeah. All right, so going back to the Rams real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Home, you got Seahawks, Niners, Cardinals, Bucks, Lions, Dub Bears, Jacksonville, and
forgot about the Lions.
The Titans, and then away, obviously Seattle, 49ers, Cardinals. Giants, Packers, Minnesota.
Oh, Packers is away. That sucks.
Texans and Colts.
Okay. You know, that makes sense. Okay, that's not so bad.
That Texans game could be really fun. If Deshaun's playing.
I don't know if he will. It's not looking good.
No, it's not. I mean, granted, his lawyer put in the request or whatever to identify some of the witnesses or whatnot, or the accusers.
Mm.
And I guess it was granted, so we'll see. But I think it's up to 22 now.
I know, law of averages, like, you know. Like, I've read some comments online, and you're like, okay, we still have a long way to go with this shit. Because it's like, all 22 people, you know. Just saying, it's... Law of averages states that when you're up to that many, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly.
I mean, we'll see. We'll let it all play out, but, you know.
I mean, I'm hoping it's not true.
Well, yeah, for obvious reasons. But
yeah, but...
Nike dropped him, and so did... who was his other endorsement? It was Nike and someone else dropped him this week.
Was it the soup? Was it my soup?
No, I don't think it was your soup. I don't think it was a food. But it, yeah, I know Nike was like the big one, and then somebody else did too. It's like, oh damn.
Well, I know they're sitting there saying that they should already put him on the commissioner exempt list, and usually, you know, that's only reserved for like in season. So, but
kind of probably should think about it.
Yeah, I mean, why not now?
Right,
it wouldn't hurt.
No, it wouldn't hurt. Just like, look, dude,
just get
go away for a while, settle whatever you have to settle, and you know. You know, if this does turn into something, it'll go more. If it turns out you're free, then you can come back.
Exactly.
But just lay low.
Yes, definitely lay low and under the radar.
Yeah.
Until this is resolved.
Exactly. Moving on to happier things, but like, congratulations, Thaddeus.
Yes.
On Thaddeus, what's the kid's full name?
It is Thaddeus Raymond Klein II.
There we go.
Named after his father. Thaddeus Raymond Klein I.
There we go.
He's the first of his name. He's not a junior.
I know.
We got into a heated discussion over this. I know.
House Klein is stronger than ever.
Exactly.
They have a male heir.
Yes. So, but yeah, very excited. They came home today.
Yay.
So.
Everybody's healthy and happy.
Everyone's healthy, happy, and, you know. My boys, both Zach and Ryan, name dropping you, or giving a shout out, sorry, are super excited to...
I'm just picturing them having to fast forward to the Deshaun Watson part.
Oh, probably. But yeah, they're super excited to meet their first boy cousin, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all excited at both the Klein and Campbell households.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's good.
Yeah.
Thaddeus might be back next week unless he's just like a fucking zombie and he can stay away as long as he needs.
No, exactly. And if he really wants to get on, then we can Skype and
exactly.
You know,
so he might be back.
We have the technology.
We do, because I'm about to finish Seinfeld, so I need to tell him all about it. I'm like four away because I'm skipping the clip show.
Oh, okay.
Well, clip shows suck. I don't need them.
Yeah, I know you've never liked them.
Unless you do something fun to them, like The Simpsons or Community or whatever, then, you know. But that one's just like, hey, remember this?
Remember this back in season two?
Right, exactly. Anyway, we did have a big trade last week.
This week.
Oh, fuck, time's a flat circle.
Yeah.
This week, excuse me. This week, Sam Darnold got traded to Carolina for what, a second and a sixth?
Let me confirm that.
I believe it was something like a second, a sixth, and something next year, which I don't know how the Jets got that much for Darnold. And the Panthers are obviously also picking up his fifth year option for next year, so they have, you know, kind of a 2-year window to see what they've got with him.
Okay, so The Jets received 3 picks, a 6th rounder in 2021, and a 2nd and 4th rounder in 2022.
There it is. Okay. Well, the Jets are Jets have got 2 first rounders and 2 second rounders in the next 3 drafts, I believe.
I think so, yeah. I think that's what we talked about earlier in the week.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, oh, that's right. They had the 2nd pick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And they're definitely taking a quarterback, so
yeah.
The QBs are getting 1, 2, 3. And then everyone's beating down Atlanta's door for that 4th pick.
Yeah, supposedly the rumors I read were, I think, the Cowboys and...
What?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Because last time they moved up to pick someone, it was Mo Claiborne, and that didn't pan out.
Yeah, you shouldn't set it on that. Like, well, what do they want?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be like... A first rounder, like, obviously,
no.
Like,
what are the, like, why move up to 4? Like, who are they trying to target?
It's either going to be Patrick Surtain II or Kyle Pitts, from what I've read online.
Oh, okay. I'm not a huge draft guy, and I kind of like, you know, college is, you know, I didn't pay attention at all. Kyle Pitts is a what?
Kyle Pitts is a tight end. He's
my God.
He's a generational tight end, because...
Is he, though?
Oh, he ran a 4.4 40 on his pro day. Mm-hmm. He's got the largest like wingspan in terms of in the draft. I know he's just an athletic freak.
Got it.
Which, again, you look at that and you're like, oh, cool. Like, let's plug him in on the offense. But like, we mm-hmm. have Blake Jarwin coming back.
Yeah.
And Dalton. It wasn't like Dalton Schultz didn't perform last year. Sure. Like, he did great.
Also, I don't like, and this isn't, you know, anything against tight ends, obviously.
Or loose ends.
Oh my God. Like, I think that would be the highest a tight end would be taken since Vernon went sixth, right?
Probably.
If I'm not mistaken, like, Vernon Davis is taking sixth. Everyone's like, holy crap. And he was another, like, workout guy.
Yeah.
And I know he eventually got a ring and stuff, but, like, you know, it wasn't... He didn't become Antonio Gonzalez or Antonio Gates... Anthony Gonzalez or Antonio Gates. Or something like that. Like, he was always, like, fine, you know?
Antonio Gonzalez and...
What did I say?
Anthony Gates.
I know, and I corrected myself.
I know. Well, first you said Antonio... You said Antonio...
I said Antonio Gonzalez. It's Anthony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates. God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My God, I got cross-eyed.
I know. Okay, well, Gonzalez or Gates.
Yeah, or Witten.
Well, yeah, but Witten wasn't taken. Well, I mean, he was first round, but he wasn't, like, taken. I mean, my point is, like, yeah. The Cowboys have other problems. I don't see them, like, having to give up a book. Because Atlanta's going to want, like, you know, Godfather offer to trade down.
Exactly.
Which, as they should, that's what you do. If you're going to trade down, you're going to try to get as many picks as possible. Because yeah. they need as many picks as possible.
Well, yeah, and... I know in free agency this year, we signed two safeties, mm-hmm. which is great. And they're like both like prove it deals, like super cheap, cap friendly deals. And then we signed a couple defensive linemen. But, you know, we definitely need to sit there and. Hang on, let me finish what I'm saying. Then
sorry.
But, yeah, they need to sit there. I would be okay with them staying at 10 and either drafting a corner if mm-hmm. if Patrick Surtain falls
won't.
To
he
them.
Won't. He won't.
Well, it's either...
Alert, he's not gonna.
I know, it's either him or... I think it's Jace Horn.
There we go. That's the other one.
Yeah, like, he would be a great plug-in guy. Or... an offensive lineman.
Which I think you're going to... That won't be a problem because, like, obviously the first three are going to take QBs at least, and whoever trades up for four is probably doing the same.
Yeah.
And then the receiver from Bama, like, is going to get taken right probably right after that, then Surtain and so forth.
Yeah,
so
I mean...
you probably get the best tackle to fall to you.
Exactly, and, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, like, oh, well... You know, we need to sit there and focus on defense, and
you do.
I mean, we do.
You do, but if you get a good blocker, it's all good, too.
Well, exactly. We need, you know, Tyron Smith isn't getting any younger.
No, he's missed a lot of games the last couple of years.
Exactly, and we have Lyle Collins coming back, which is great,
mm-hmm.
and we have Zach Martin coming back healthy, and then Connor Williams is going to come back healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, again... We have a lot of people coming back from injury, but it wouldn't hurt to get
sure
to get more depth in.
Yeah, you're not a tight end away from winning at all, so I wouldn't waste the time on him.
Exactly, and
no matter how good he ends up being, it's like, well, he can't play defense.
Exactly, and you know, it's obviously offense isn't the issue on the team. We've clearly mm-hmm. seen what the offense can do, and we need a defense that's going to complement them.
Sure.
So I definitely think we need to sit there and invest and, you know, get a secondary guy, get a corner, or we can sit there and get, like, a linebacker or a defensive lineman, you know.
We don't know about Van Der Esch.
Yeah. I mean, I like Van Der Esch, but, like, obviously his play has dropped off since.
Well, he hurt his neck. That's one of those things you got to
neck, kinda... broke his collarbone last year.
That's right, he's a collarbone last year.
So, you know, it's obviously injuries have taken their toll on him.
Sure.
But, like, even with, like, Jalen Smith, too. Like,
right.
His play has dropped off significantly. And
well, you get, like, there was, like, rumors that he was going to be a cap casualty.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But, you know, I like the guy. I'm hoping that he can sit there and turn around Dan Quinn's defense.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Dan Quinn can fix it, and and you know, we can kind of go hopefully turn it around and take the pressure off of Dak. And because again, you don't want your quarterback throwing for 500 yards.
Like, unless you have him in fantasy. Sorry, that ace isn't here, so
I know. Well, obviously, I had him as my fantasy quarterback last year.
Yeah. Hey, you still made the playoffs.
I know.
You recovered pretty well.
Exactly. And I was only one player away from making it to the second round.
I know.
But
you're very sad.
Yeah. But yeah, I like how we totally turned this into the Corral and didn't even announce it.
Well, there wasn't any Rams news. What do you want? I got nothing. No Chargers news either, really.
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't do the proper intro though
for
the
Corral. It's fine.
We'll do an exit one.
It was an unofficial announcement. A trip to the Corral.
So I like it.
Anyway,
under the radar.
What
but
say? But for the Falcons, like the LAFB group chat was just like, oh, they should take a quarterback. I'm like, are you fucking high?
Yeah.
Well, for what? No, it's like, well, Ryan's not their guy. It's like, you can't get rid of Matt Ryan. He already restructured. He'll be there until, like, 6 years after we're dead. Like, they've kicked his money down so far down the road, they can't cut him. And they're not going to, like, pay him all that money not to play.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, and they only have a limited window with, like, Julio's prime.
Julio and,
I mean, they have Calvin Ridley, but he's still young.
There we go.
But I mean, like, Julio, like, what are you gonna do? Like, you're not gonna draft a rookie because you're already into Matt Ryan for a while, because they've had to restructure him a lot.
Yeah,
and he's not. By the way, he's not bad. Excuse me, he's only 35, which I know only, but you know.
But it's not like he's had like terrible years. Like he's been quietly good still.
I know, and he's frustrating to have on fantasy. I know people complain about him all the time, but like. You know, it's not entirely his fault. Like, their new coach is supposed to be really good. Arthur Smith of the OC for the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, he was one of those, like, Saturday afternoon hires. You're like, ah, cool, I guess. Atlanta got a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, they're not... He's going to try to get as much as he can out of Ryan and Julio before they have to move on from one of them.
Ooh, who do you think it's going to be?
Let's go Julio first.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either, like, because receivers don't last. Like, Ryan can play.
Oh, true.
And he hasn't gotten any injuries. Julio gets hurt every year.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, like I said, I also think his contract's shorter.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had to restructure. Like, he got Travis Kelce deals, where it was like, you know, a short extension, but like front loaded.
Yeah, front loaded. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he'd be going first if anybody, because like I said, they've had to restructure Ryan's deal to the point where it's like, I think they're into him for another 5 years because a lot of the guaranteed money got shifted down. So they're not taking a quarterback. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I'm trying to think of like what, like obviously they'd have to go defense.
Yeah, I would probably go
because
they
spent all their free agency money on offense last year.
No, they also signed Dante Fowler. Don't forget.
Yeah,
I was being sarcastic, but yeah,
yeah.
I mean, thanks for the comp pick, but still, like, that didn't go very well.
Yeah.
You know, like, they need to, they really need defensive, really they need all the picks they can get, because, like, Tack McKinley's already gone.
They lost. Where did he go?
I think he's still a free agent, I thought. Like, I thought
he had a couple visits,
but I guess he's not healthy yet. And then Keanu Neal's obviously gone.
Yeah, he's with the boys, the boys.
That's right. And, like, a couple other people are gone, too. Like, because they had to cut, their cap was really fucked, so... Again, another reason why they're not taking a fucking quarterback. Like, stupid.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I don't want to say stupid, because it's not nice to the other fine writers at LFBnetwork.com. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, it's ludicrous that, like, if they're going to keep the fourth pick, it'll be for Sertan or somebody. Because their defense was god-awful last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it had some moments, like, against the Chiefs and stuff, but, like, it was pretty bad last year.
Well,
which is why Dan Quinn got thrown out on his ass.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And then we took Raheem Morris, who, like, right to the ship, so... That's where they need to start. If they don't take an offensive lineman, they gotta take the best defensive player they can get. Unless they trade down and get a bunch of picks and just start filling in positions cheaply. That's kind of where they're at. Like, but so let's circle back to the Panthers for getting Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah,
I know. Well, sorry. I know it was all intertwined.
Yeah,
I think it's good for them because, like, you know, like I said, they're only picking up his fifth year for next year, so they have like basically 2 years to see what they have. Matt Rhule can do a lot more with him than Teddy Bridgewater, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Darnold's younger.
Well, and I mean, as much as I make fun of Darnold because I went to USC, you know, I do wonder what happens when he's not being coached by Matt Gase. Like, that should just really be a statistic they should track.
I'm sure it is, but like, we just have to find it.
Not just Gase, but like other big bad, like when players are in a bad situation, they should really factor that in.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, you know, we see that all the time. Like, players, it's like, oh my God, they suck, they're terrible. And like, oh my God, they went to this new team. It's like, well, that's because their coach sucked. Or coaches sucked, depending on the situation.
How you look at it, yeah.
Or how many coaches they went through.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. That's why I don't really want to give up on QBs that early, unless it's, like, pretty clear they suck.
Yeah, and, I mean...
Like, Matt Rhule is, like, the best possible rehab person for him, because he's a really good offensive coordinator.
And good head coach.
The Panthers were pretty frisky last year.
Oh, they absolutely were, especially with McCaffrey being out for as long as he was.
And their team wasn't really that good, but they hung in there for a lot of games. There was a minute where they were like flirting with that seventh wild card spot, and they just no talent.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So, you know, they're good. Like they could be like the sleeper team next year, not for Super Bowl, but they could make the playoffs maybe. If they can salvage anything out of Darnold, they can make the playoffs. I see the Saints taking a downturn.
Oh, the Saints are absolutely
like it's been brewing for years. I've been calling. I call it every year, but I can see it now. Like it'll happen.
Well, and
Atlanta's not good. Then so they just be, or Atlanta's going to be kind of in a weird spot. Then they just got to contend with Tampa Bay.
Oh, can you imagine if like. Obviously, Tampa Bay re-signed everyone on their offense except for Antonio Brown.
I did my power rankings this week for the top five in the league, and I have Tampa at one for that reason because everyone's coming back.
Well, no, I'm just. Can you imagine? Like, obviously, with everyone being back,
mm-hmm.
like last year they were so good, and then this year they're just complete garbage.
Well,
that would be so great.
Well, and during the regular season, they weren't good. I mean, they were good, but they weren't, like, great. Like, I think people really overinflate their playoff run.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, there were a lot of games where it's like, you shouldn't be winning this. Like, I mean, the Rams beat them. You know, they picked Brady off three times.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did. And it was an injured Rams team. They went into Tampa on Monday night and beat them. And, you know... Tampa got a better draw because the Rams fucked up last year.
Yeah.
Like, if they just won that Jets game, I think everything's different. Or just won one other game.
Kicked that damn field goal.
If they kicked the or if they not lost to the Niners that one stupid game or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they get the fifth seed, and then who knows what happens if they beat Washington, they go to New Orleans, and I don't know what happens with Tampa's on the other side of that. I don't know.
True.
I mean, you can play what-ifs forever, but, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my God, they were this 15-1 juggernaut. And like, because everyone's like, oh, their defense is the best. Like, it's really not.
No, I mean, like, their defense didn't scare anyone.
No,
like,
it came on in the playoffs, but like, they
really complimented, like.
What saved them is one, they had a crappy, not a crappy, because I like that kid, the third stringer in Washington. Like, if he didn't get hurt, they could have won that game.
Panicky or whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he didn't get hurt in the third quarter, they could have won that game. And then the Saints, okay, fine, they beat the Saints because they stopped Kamara and, you know, Breeze.
There was just too much drama for Kamara.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, just saying. And then, you know, and Green Bay kind of beat themselves, as we saw in Jeopardy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You posted the clip earlier in the day, and then mm-hmm. I stayed and watched like it live on the West Coast. It was great.
Yeah, he enjoyed it too.
Oh, you...
But, like, You know
he did.
I know. I'm just saying, like, Tampa's offense was, like, it sputtered at times. Again, that Green Bay game, they could have lost that one.
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs game, they employed a really smart strategy and just tried to get all the PI calls they can get, and it worked. That helped because that's what Kansas City's defense
was
that's their move.
Yeah.
Either they're going to call everything or they're going to call nothing.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, they took advantage of a Chiefs team that had, like, no offensive line by that point.
Two offensive linemen.
Two offensive linemen and, like, some dudes.
Yeah.
Which they've rectified that problem.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
so, yeah. Like, if they played again, that's not happening. So, just saying, you guys. Like, it, you know, it's not like, oh, my God, they're scary. Just, I'm giving them the respect that they won. And, you know.
I do like the fact that, what was it, Brady went on, like, Good Morning America and was like, yeah, it probably wasn't a good idea to throw the trophy in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, not because, like, you know, we could have done damage to the trophy, but, like, the bottom and the corners are, like, very sharp, and I could have sliced one of my boys' hands, like, if it had gone wrong. I'm like,
okay.
All right, dude.
Okay.
And it's a couple months out of, like, past. Like, you probably should have done this sooner, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Just be glad, or not be glad, but it's nice to see that you're not a robot and that you can actually know how to have a good time with your teammates.
He did turn down joining the Sith earlier this week. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
I think he took his kid to Disney World or something, and it's like, oh, you want to join our team? Like, no, I already play for a winning team. Which I'm like, that's funny, but also boom. Fuck off. Yeah, I know.
Boom, roasted Sith.
Yeah, they go to Disney World.
Well, I like how he said, he's like, yeah, the reason why I keep coming back and playing is so that I can get the free trips to Disney World. And it's like, really?
Yeah. Well, I get it, but... I know, they keep asking him, it's like, well, you know, I just want to win. I just want to keep playing.
Yeah.
Like, fine.
I mean, I get it. Like, you're having success and you're still winning at 44?
He's 44 years old. I think he's going to turn 45 this year.
Yeah.
Look that up. Hold on. It's going to drive me nuts.
Looking it up right now.
How old is Thomas Brady? I know he's...
Wow, really?
What?
It autocorrect for how old it said how is. Is Tom... 43.
Oh, so he's turning 44 this year. Yeah. That's gotta... I know he'll be okay this year, but, like, it's gotta end at some point. It just has to.
I love... God bless you, Google. Hmm. How old is Tom Brady wife?
All that... That's not nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Is there any other football stuff we have?
Let's see. Atlanta shopping to pick. Darnold. Nope. That's it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, well, Dak posted a video of him working out, throwing the ball.
Okay.
So that's promising.
And Andrew Whitworth posted a video of him pushing a truck down his street, so that was cool.
Yeah. I love this time of year because you get to see all, like, the crazy workouts and everything.
Well, I'm just like, you're like 40. I don't want you pushing a truck. I don't care. You just had your knee surgery. Like, that's great. But, like, I don't want you doing that.
Well, and I think it was the meme I posted earlier where it's like the NFL is crazy. You got these type of these guys in their crazy, like, workouts and,
mm-hmm.
like, muscular bodies or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, like, Darnold, J.J. Watt, Metcalf all flexing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it showed the punter from the Colts with his glasses.
Oh, yeah, that guy?
Yeah. Like, so intimidating.
Oh, and I guess that they're voting on the proposal to change the number system.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I don't care.
I mean, I like it, but, like...
Bobby Boucher played linebacker and wore 5. I'm just saying, there's precedent.
I know, and a lot of Cowboy fans are like, you know, it'd be great for something like CeeDee Lamb to wear 2.
I mean, like, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't understand why people care.
Well, yeah, but like, obviously there's, like, people that with, like, numbers with, like, legacies and everything. Like, since Romo retired, no one has worn 9.
Well, okay, I mean, and then
they're sitting there saying, like, oh, well, Jalen Smith wore 9 at Notre Dame. Maybe he's going to want his number 9 jersey back.
There's only one person who should give a shit if Jalen Smith wears 9, that's Tony Romo. I'm pretty sure he'd be like, well, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. They should retire it.
Yeah, okay. No. Stop it. Like, he was good, but, like, you know, you could retire 8, but not 9. Did they retire 8? They had to have.
I think they retired 8 and 22.
Makes sense.
And then, obviously, 88's the legacy number.
Mm-hmm.
The playmaker number.
But, I mean, like, you know, like, I couldn't care less.
He had Pearson, Irvin, Joey Galloway.
What a big golfin.
Yeah, Dez.
I'm kidding. Joey Galloway was good. But, you know. Like, I, they're like, oh, because like, I think they want Jalen Ramsey to wear 8, because I guess that's where he wore in college.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, then let him. I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea. Like,
yeah.
Why not?
I would want them to be able to wear whatever they want, though. Like, you don't need a numbers designation anymore, I don't think. Do you? I mean,
like, it depends. Like, you think anyone's ever going to wear 12 again on New England?
No, but that's different. Like, if I'm an offensive tackle, why can't I wear 9?
True.
Like, who cares? Like, I want a receiver to wear 60, or running back to be able to wear 69.
You sexy fuck.
Well, come on. Like, that rates itself.
Yeah. He scored again. Or like, number 69 or like scored
Gronk,
again.
I know Gronk won't change his number now, but, like, he should be able to wear 69. It's the only logical choice.
True.
Like, in the NBA, there's no number designation. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is true.
Baseball, too. And I guess hockey.
Well, until they retire.
Well, like yeah, they do. But I mean, if the number's available, you can wear whatever you want.
I'm trying to remember the Futurama joke. It was the New York Yankees. I think they retired all their numbers, so that's when they started using fractions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah. So I don't care. Like, go. I don't know. Was there anything else? I don't remember.
I think that's it for NFL, at least. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving
until,
on.
Until tomorrow when we post this and some break will happen.
I know.
That's how it goes.
Atlanta trades our pick tomorrow because it's Friday. let's see, moving on. The Dodgers lost yesterday to Oakland, but they still won both their series this year.
Nice.
I know. Super nice. Kenley Jansen blew another save. Shocker. but they're kicking ass. They're doing pretty well. So that's nice. The Lakers lost 110-104 to the Heat tonight, but whatever, they're all banged up. Their new guy, Victor Oladipo, but he did get hurt on the Heat. Ben McLemore, they just signed, but he got hurt. Andre Drummond just coming back from his injury.
Like, hopefully they get all these injuries out of the way right now.
They just need to just drag ass until the playoffs, and then LeBron will be back by then, Davis will be back by then, and so on and so forth.
I mean, how are they doing, like, division-wise?
I mean, the top seeds are kind of gone. Like, that's gone. They'll be a lower seed, but whatever. If they're healthy, then who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, the Lakers at full strength are the scariest team in the league. Even Brooklyn, because Brooklyn can't play defense.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm not, like, worried. But if they go to the playoffs without, like, LeBron and Davis, then yeah, okay, it's fucked. But, like,
yeah.
I'm not worried.
Well, hopefully LeBron's back in time Space Jam.
We're getting to Space Jam.
I know.
We're going to talk about Space Jam later. Yeah. and then, you know, congratulations to UCLA. Pour one out. They fought the good fight.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, God damn it.
I didn't expect them to get that far. I had them going, I think, to the Sweet 16 at least.
I know.
Which, by the way, I got to ask Brian, like, how...
Well, that Brian, all works. Brian picked Baylor. No one was picking Baylor, even though they were number one goddamn seed. Like,
yeah.
Nobody was picking
Baylor. Hey, but this is my first time doing it. I came in second.
I know, not you.
Just, like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't care. I was like, whatever. Like, it's a weird year. I'll do some weird shit. But yeah. I didn't see UCLA coming. I had no faith. But then they almost beat him. And then Gonzaga had him hit that buzzer beater to win the game.
Oh, my God. Like,
and that was an undefeated Gonzaga team. UCLA took him to overtime.
Yeah.
And really made him fucking work.
Yeah. And they pretty much got just the lucky bounce and the lucky shot. And
yeah. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's a tough break. But then Baylor fucking rolled him the next game. So I don't know how UCLA would have done against Baylor, but...
Well, I mean, either or. Like, no one expected UCLA to get that far anyway, so...
They were an 11th seed. They hadn't been good in 10 years. Their last Final Four was 2008, which we watched at Hooters.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah.
With Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, Darren Collison, Luke Mbamute, and the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the fifth person. Sorry. And then, like, they had a couple, like... They had like a Sweet 16 appearance, and they had Lonzo, and then it was just kind of a lot of middling teams. Now they're back. I really like that team. I hope they can build off that.
I hope so too,
because it's more fun when they're relevant. They're one of the best college teams of all time. They still have the most championships. Eat shit, Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky.
Which college basketball coach retired?
Oh fuck! Thank you, Roy Williams of North Carolina.
There we go.
3-time champion Roy Williams.
Not the safety or receiver, right?
No, this is a very different Roy Williams. Yeah. No, this is a much older, whiter Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to some superhero shit.
Brought to you by Kim's Art Collectibles, your number one provider in comics, toys, wood signs.
Oh, he comics. Does wood signs now.
Well, yeah, he's done it for forever. I just never included that in it. Figure I'd mix it up since Thaddeus isn't here.
I see.
Yeah. But anyway, give him a like and follow on Instagram and Facebook.
Mother's Day is coming up.
That's right. Mother's Day. Cinco de Mayo is coming up.
That's right.
So you can get your Deadpool comics with his chimichangas.
Mm-hmm. Memorial Day is coming up, so get some Captain America.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
America's ass.
Yep. Anyway, we haven't obviously seen episode 4 of Falcon Winter Soldier because it's Thursday.
Yes.
But there was a theory that I'm kicking myself for not seeing. I'm like, oh, fucking course, this is where this is going, about the identity of the power broker. Really? And that is none other than Zemo himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, ah, shit. All right, yeah, because it's either going to be Zemo or it's going to be, what's her name? I'm blanking. Sharon Carter.
Okay.
But likely not. It's probably going to end up being Zemo.
Yeah. That actually does make sense now, too.
Well, but they're like, well, why would he do that? He's anti-super soldier. But I'm like, well, obviously there's something up, but it's got to be him, because, like, they're not just going to introduce a character in, like, episode 4 or 5. You know? Like, yeah. There isn't anyone else who would carry that kind of weight. And obviously it's not Captain America, the fake Captain America.
Yeah. Although I do like how he, like, obviously, you know, you're getting the Walker's character is obviously, yeah, he's got all the pressure of like, oh, I got to live up to Captain America, but like, he's obviously not the right fit.
No, he's a dipshit.
Yeah. And obviously he's like, doesn't have the same kind of moral compass. He's like, no, I need to do what I need to do to get the job done.
Cap wouldn't cut corners.
Exactly.
Like their raid, and that like their raid was pretty bad.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how they
Steve get. Steve wouldn't have done that.
No, I can't wait to see how they get the shield back too.
Yeah,
let's just go in and steal it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened last time that we went in and stole a shield. Mm-hmm. Although I do feel like, Sharon Carter and Wakanda are tied together.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
Forgetting Wakanda came back last week.
Yeah, because, like, obviously, like, Steve took care of, like, Sam and Bucky and all that. Like, he's not going to sit there and leave Sharon Carter out to dry like that.
No, she'll get her pardon.
Yeah. Like, she'll get her pardon, but, like, I think she has something to do with, like, Wakanda and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm sure she tipped them off.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, Wakanda has the technology that could have seen all this coming. But
yeah, you know. But you know, I don't know how much surveillance they do, because I don't know if they established that portion of it in Black Panther. Like, I don't think they're like watching every corner of the globe. I'm sure they have tabs, obviously, because they send them on missions.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'd know like right away, like, hey, Zemo's out of jail.
True.
At least not on their own. Who knows?
Well, what about what's his face? The dude from The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. Agent, not Ross. Is it Ross?
No, Ross.
I know thinking about Ross, but like, Ross. I thought it was like Rossum or something. What's Martin Freeman's name on,
I'm gonna look it up.
Damn it, I'm like blanking right now.
I know, that's why I'm drawing a blank. But yeah, I mean, he could have tipped him off.
It's possible.
Because he had the ties to in Black Panther. But, you know, obviously.
Oh, it is Everett Ross.
Oh, shit. All right. There we go.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Still got it.
I know. That isn't here to see that magical recovery.
Yeah. But, you know, he could have tipped him off. Because obviously he was working
there. I think there. He might even supposed to be on the show. I'm not sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see.
I didn't look at the cast list. I thought he was.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Zemo's going to be in it. So it stands to reason he might check in.
But all I'm saying is that they need to sit there and release the Zemo cut of him dancing in the club.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good. If we can get the Snyder cut released, we can get the Zemo cut released.
Yeah, but we're not an organization of terrorists. We can't be made happy at all.
True.
I can say that because they're like, oh, you're bagging on DC. Like, no, I'm bagging on your fucking shitty fans, which I know Marvel has too. Obviously, yeah. But like, you know, we haven't demanded the Edgar Wright Ant-Man cut. I say we, like, I'm just saying the Marvel people haven't, like, weren't demanding the Edgar Wright cut of Ant-Man. Mostly because it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, and Ant-Man's a great film anyways.
Well, I know, but like...
It's one of those, like, underrated, like... If you think about it, like,
it's gonna wind up being the best trilogy.
Yeah,
I mean, unless they did Ant-Man 4, which I don't think they will.
Yeah, I mean, you really think about it, like
they're
both solid movies, like
yeah,
really good movies.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, that was like the big point of contention when it happened. Like, oh damn it, we're never gonna see Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, which does suck because that would have been fun, but it was just fine.
Yeah.
Let me think here. They dropped the new trailer for Loki.
Oh my god, I cannot wait.
I know!
It looks so good.
I'm really liking Owen Wilson on it.
I'm loving his character, and then obviously, like, with the trailer.
Like, so whatever, like, nah, I don't need to give him any weapons.
It's cool. Yeah.
I don't need to bring weapons. It's cool.
But, like, it's interesting, too, because, like, obviously, before, we knew kind of what was going on. Mm-hmm. Like, Loki was involved with, like, the Time Cops.
Yeah.
As they're called.
Which is what I fucking want. Loki, Time Cop, yes.
Yeah. And obviously in this new trailer, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, well, you got the Tesseract and everything, and you altered reality, or you altered the time stream.
Uh-huh.
And now you're seeing, like, they showed it with all the different alternate realities and everything.
Yep.
So that's going to be great, and how that ties into Doctor Strange.
Well, that's a good engine to drive your show. Every week you got to fix a new thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's really smart. I don't remember how many episodes it is. I think it's 8. But that's something, theoretically, if Owen Wilson wants to stick around, which I don't know why he'd say no to Disney money.
Right.
Especially at this point in his career. No offense, Owen Wilson. But...
No, but...
You know, like, that'd be good.
It'd
like,
be smart.
Eight a year? You could do that for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Over as long as they want to keep doing it. And then today they announced that Renee Elise Goldsberry, who people might know from Hamilton...
Oh, totally. From that.
Well, okay. Preference. She also does the theme song for the Muppet Baby show.
Sure.
Anyway, she's gonna be the co-star on She-Hulk, or she's at least in talks for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty big get.
Yeah.
She's talented. I like her.
Well, especially like you said, the first reference for her to be on Hamilton, and then to come on to She-Hulk and everything.
Yeah, but yeah, man. She's been in some other stuff, but like, Hamilton's obviously the big thing for her so far.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, that's good. So that'd be cool. That's cool to get her in the MCU.
Yeah, I want to see how, obviously, Falcon Winter Soldier ends.
Yeah.
And obviously how Loki.
Well, yeah.
But like, I'm really excited for this year in terms of the Marvel movies coming out.
Well, they have to make up for lost time because they didn't have any last year.
Exactly. And, you know, you got Black Widow coming out.
In July.
You got Shang-Chi.
In September.
And then Eternals and then Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And Venom.
Well, you're forgetting What If.
I'm just talking movies-wise.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, What If is going to be great. Like, uh-huh. I think that's going to be my favorite series.
I think so too, and just for the fact that, like, you don't have to guess everything every week. It's all just standalone. Like, there's no, like... Like, no one's going to get mad because there's no theory to get wrong. It's just, like...
Yeah, especially since, like, in the trailer, like, they had the Marvel Zombies
mm-hmm.
arc.
Yeah.
Like, that would be...
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Nice. It's all nice and standalone.
Yeah.
No worrying about anything or how this affect anything. It's just like, yeah.
But that's not how I predicted it.
Right. Speaking of predict, I imagine within the next month or so, you'll be getting a trailer for Shang-Chi, because that's first. Well, not, I mean, Black Widow's first, but I mean, it's, you know.
All right, well, speaking of Black Widow, do we need to release any more trailers or footage?
I didn't see it. I don't care. Just give me the movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but yeah, I'm at that point,
like,
too.
Like, I feel like I've seen it. Like, I've seen what I need to see and what I want to see.
Exactly. Like, let's just shit her out the pot.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm in. I want to see Florence Pugh. I want to see Scarlett Johansson. I want to see
everyone else. I want to see Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I know.
Hubba hubba.
Don't start.
I'll leave it at that.
not you.
Oh.
anything? Is there any other?
Yeah, you had a DC canceling.
Oh yeah, they canceled two DC projects everyone was kind of excited for. New Ava DuVernay's New Gods got canceled, which bummer. And then James Wan is doing a spin-off Aquaman movie about the Trench, that also got canceled. I've got a bummed. I want to see DuVernay do a huge tentpole movie. I like her.
That would have been
she did Selma, and she did that A Wrinkle in Time movie, and she had like a couple shows for Netflix.
Oh, okay.
She's good.
I would have liked to see the Trench one.
Me too.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I know. Like, I
especially
just want...
how like obviously seeing their transformation and everything into the creatures. So
right, and it just like James Wan doing more Aquaman shit is fun, and if it gets to be weird, all the better, because his Aquaman's fucking weird, and I wanted to stay that way.
Yeah,
he's doing Aquaman too.
Aquaman. Well, and yeah, and okay, so obviously seeing it for the first time and everything, I was like, you know, I was bummed about it.
Sure.
But then like seeing it again, mm-hmm. I think I've seen it like three times. I'm like, no, this is actually like a decent film.
Yeah, it's weird. I like it when things are weird. They don't need to be the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And yeah, So you had an octopus that played the drums, god damn it. You had whatever was going on with Patrick Wilson's hair.
Right?
it was just a fun movie. And I was sad the Trench doesn't get to happen. But oh well.
Yeah, it's alright.
I know.
They could do a Disney. Yeah, DC What If.
They're not organized.
No, they're very much.
They have shows and shit in development, but I would kind of do something like that.
Yeah,
but they won't. Well, they don't really have a strong animation department. Like, they keep flirting with having one, but they just don't. Like when the Lego thing, when the Lego stuff ended, I don't think they've really invested in it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they have the new animated Batman movie that's.
No, I know they have those, but I mean, yeah. Like an actual. If they're gonna do like an animated Trench movie or something, they're not gonna. Like they're straight to video department's fine, or straight to streaming, I guess now it would be. But like, you know what I mean? They don't have their strong in-house animation department right now.
No, they don't.
It was like Lego. I thought that was coming back because they had shuttered before. Then they came back with Lego and a couple other things, but then just kind of went away again. I don't think it's a priority for them.
No, they're trying to compete with Marvel for their cinematic universe.
Even then, like they're so far, I don't know. They should just pick a lane. Either do like fun standalones and have everyone come together once in a while, and everything doesn't have to be connected. Because like the Suicide Squad movie isn't really connected to anything; it's its own thing.
Oh my god!
It's not. It's
I
not
cannot
really
wait for
canon.
That to come out. To be honest, like.
Oh no! I'm very because I'm getting
vaccinated. Rambo Shark.
Yeah, but I'm getting vaccinated on tomorrow, so by August I'll be confident to go to theaters again.
I'm ready to go to the theaters right now. Like I want to go see Kong versus.
I know. Well, I watched that over the weekend. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I want to watch it again.
We'll talk about it later. I know. I don't want to see Mortal Kombat in theaters too, but I'm like, I don't know yet. Anyway, that was superhero news, I think. Yeah, is it? Okay,
that's cool. A good, nice little corner. Okay, brought to you by Kimzar Collectibles. Give them a like and follow on Facebook and Instagram. Put your poll order list in and watch the live auction stream he does on Instagram Live.
Oh, he does live auction?
Yeah, I haven't participated, but because I usually just go in and he has stuff set aside for me. Because I got the connect there. I know the owner. Like, anytime he gets something Ninja Turtles, he always puts it on the side for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse. Because, like, oh, cool, this is really neat. And then I pay for it, and I'm like, oh, damn, where am I going to put this now? All right, yeah, the struggle for collecting stuff.
All right, well, that's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Let me see what's first. Oh yeah, Saturday we have the first trailer for Space Jam 2.
Yay.
Or Ready Player One with LeBron.
Right?
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not much of a hot take now, although, you know, it kind of is in some circles with the first Space Jam. Is it exactly a work of art?
No.
It's not.
You really think about it? I do like the meme, though, that, like, when you compare the two, like, oh, like, Michael Jordan is obviously better than LeBron because, like, he beat the Goon Squad or whatever with...
The Monstars.
The Monstars.
The Toon Squad was his team.
No, I said Goon Squad. I thought it was Goon Squad, but whatever. The Monstars. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, he beat him with Bugs Bunny and Bill Murray, whereas LeBron's trying to get like Superman and the Iron Giant and all these other
guys. Like, well, let's be clear. The people Jordan beat, like Charles Barkley was really the only good player on the Monstars. Like Patrick Ewing was kind of like still was like kind of post-prime, and then he beat Larry Johnson, Sean Bradley, and Muggsy Bogues. Congratulations. Like, just saying, like, I no, aside from Barkley, no one really of note wanted to lend their name, wanted to be beat by,
You're just saying that because Charles Barkley listens to the show and...
Does he?
I don't know, but if he is, really sponsor us.
Yeah, he won't sponsor us. We're not a craps table.
We can be, though. Yeah. I'll go to Albertson's, get some crabs, and we put on the table. No,
craps table.
I know, that was the joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you misheard me.
No.
But anyway, the first Space Jam is a movie that was based off a Nike commercial. It has nothing to do with what Space Jam ended up being, so... You know. This is at least a little different, and, like, he's not... It's weird that he's not playing, like, the computer or whatever is making him play against NBA players, mostly because I don't think anybody really wanted any of that smoke. No one wanted to be a new Monstar. Because he did ask. I know he asked. He's like, Kevin Durant sure turned it down because he hates LeBron.
Loki. Loki hates LeBron.
Wait, what?
Loki, he hates him.
Oh, yeah, Loki. I was like, what, is this Loki? Like,
No.
No, he isn't like LeBron. Kawhi wouldn't have done it, although he would have been a great robot because he is one.
Yeah.
Or an alien.
A robot?
Yeah, a robot or an alien. But yeah, so just playing as a whole bunch of like random Warner Brothers IP, and people were kind of screenshotting things that were in the trailer, like the Iron Giant's there, and I think, I don't know if it was a joke, but I could have sworn there were like the Droogs from Clockwork Orange were in the crowd somewhere. I'm like, what? That might have been a fake meme, but like,
you never know.
If not, that's a really strange poll.
Yeah.
But yeah, Don Cheadle is Al G. Rhythm.
Of course.
Yeah, LeBron's movie son isn't into basketball, and LeBron isn't getting that.
Yeah.
You know, his son gets
my like, son's going to be a basketball player.
I mean, Bronny is, but, you know, not that kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looked like what it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, like, super high expectations.
Like, I'm probably, like, if it, like, since it'll be on HBO Max as well as theaters, I'll probably watch it at home.
Oh, absolutely. It won't
be a theater movie.
No, it definitely won't. Like, I'm not going to pay for that.
Like, no, that might be, like, a Saturday night cocktail movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe it's like, all right, fine.
Well, let me just watch this real quick and get it out of the way.
Exactly. Like, oh, I'll guess I'll check it out, but... I'm not worried about it tarnishing Space Jam 1's legacy because, like, Space Jam 1 only works if you're a kid, and, like, I don't want to revisit it. Like, yeah. I saw it a lot as a kid. Like, a lot. Like, I know all the beats, but I'm like, I know.
I believe
like,
it.
It's very shaky.
Yeah.
Like, the Bill Murray thing, I don't understand. Yeah. Bill Murray, Wayne Knight, Danny DeVito, Larry Bird's in it.
Danny DeVito's in it?
Yeah, he's the guy. He owns Moron Mountain.
Oh yeah,
the purple suit, the cigar.
Yeah, I'm thinking like actual.
Dan
like,
Aykroyd's not in this picture.
It's, yeah,
the joke is Bill Murray.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like actual like Danny DeVito.
No, it was just his voice. No, he's technically the bad guy, and then they just have a whole bunch of random people.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not super jazzed about it, but it looked okay. Like, yeah. It's, I guess it's the best possible Space Jam 2 you could have, unless other NBA players wanted to participate, which I don't think they do. Like, you might get Anthony Davis in a cameo, but he sure as shit isn't playing.
No, exactly.
If he did, he'd probably get hurt trying to block Bugs Bunny. I shouldn't say that. I love Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
What else I got? What else I got?
Let's see. Then we got
The Sony Netflix deal. Today Sony brokered a deal with Netflix where once the Sony 2022 Sony slate is out of theaters, it goes to Netflix exclusively. So I think what Jumanji 4 is one of the movies on that list.
They're on the fourth one already?
Yeah, well, the Robin Williams one is the first one.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
then
the
two Rock ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So technically, it's Jumanji 4, because... Yeah. But they have a really packed... I forgot... maybe a Bad Boys 5 happens, if that's the case, because then they'll just go to Netflix once it's done. Because Sony doesn't really have their own streaming service.
Not yet,
anyways. I mean, well, they do, actually. They have Crackle, but they don't really care about it. Like, if they wanted to, they could, like, theoretically, like... build it up, but they just don't feel like it.
No, they're gonna build the Spider-Verse up.
Well, that's the thing. They're not entirely. They're not sure what's gonna become of Spider-Man after that happens. But Homeward Bound wouldn't be part of that because it's 2021.
Homeward Bound?
What is it? A Spider-Man? Fuck! I'm like, oh, Morbius would be on there. Uncharted, if that movie ever gets made. would be on there. Into the Spider-Verse 2 would wind up on Netflix. It's not Homeward Bound. Not Far From Home. God damn it. What is the fucking... I cannot think today. I'm glad Thaddeus isn't here for this. But I imagine also, like, Sony's library would just kind of, like, stay on Netflix, which they kind of need because they don't have a consistent movie library the way Disney or HBO Max does.
Yeah.
Or even Paramount Plus. Actually, Paramount Plus's movie library is bullshit. Like, they have the entire, like, over 100 years of Paramount movies, and there's, like, dick on their service. And I think Universal's the same way with Peacock. Like, it's inexplicably, like, very thin.
Damn it.
It's not far. It's weird. It's a Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home.
I think it's No Way Home.
Okay, there we go. No Way Home. Anyway, No Way Home wouldn't be part of that deal.
Yeah, No Way Home.
But if they want it, but Morbius would be, presumably, and, well, Venom, Let There Be Carnage wouldn't be, but I'm presuming a Venom 3 would, should they do that.
Ooh, I wonder who the villain would be for Venom 3.
No, is there any other symbiote? Like,
oh, dude, there's, like, a ton of symbiotes.
Well, you could weave Morbius into it.
Yeah, I mean... You could sit there and say, you do anti-venom.
There you go.
That would be a cool one. Or there's a...
All right, 1 second. They're delivering a pizza.
Oh, I thought you paused it.
No.
Oh, we're rolling live through this.
Yeah, fuck, I don't care.
I like it.
We're almost to the end. We're in a fine groove, and yeah. For some reason my dog would freak out.
That is true. Yeah, Kramer didn't
freak out. I think because the guy just dropped it and left.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, so that's a good thing for Sony because like, they don't have to put all the money into a service. They can just kind of piggyback off Netflix. And Netflix, they get a bigger library of movies because low-key, their movie library sucks.
Yeah.
Like, for what you can get like every day, because like, obviously with everybody it fluctuates, but like... You know, like, HBO Max is a super deep library, even though, like, it could be deeper.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is this? What is what? This pizza. I got pepperoni, mushroom, and pineapple. What'd they give you? This is not one. What the fuck? That's not what I ordered. That's not what I ordered.
Damn you, Pizza Hut.
I know.
The Hut let us down.
It did let us down.
Well, I hate thin crust.
See, like, think, like, if I'm doing thin crust,
yeah.
Like, it's
just... Well, I don't know what to call that.
Yeah, if I'm doing thin crust, like, it's just for me.
I fucking hate thin crust.
All right, hold on. I'm going to call them. We're going to pause this right now. I'll be back. Anyway, we're back. We had to solve
back a... Back from commercial break.
We're back from commercial break. All right. Let's land this turkey. Bless what's good.
Let's deliver this pizza. The right one, at least.
Unlike Pizza Hut, apparently.
It's gone solid downhill ever since I left.
I know. I know what I ordered. Damn it, it was in the email.
Yeah. But let's see. What's good? Obviously, King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah. How far are you?
I'm in season 8 now.
Yeah. Patch Boomhauer.
I watched that one. I think the last episode I watched was...
Well, your episode.
Huh?
Where the former Dallas Cowboy moves in.
Well, yeah. That was... I watched that. I think that one was before the Brad Pitt.
No, Brad Pitt's the season premiere.
No. But the one I think I watched was when... Dale quits smoking and goes to chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby thinks Hank is rich.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he charges a whole shitload of his card.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
So that means you saw that the one where Bobby joins the Christian youth group?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
With Sum 41, and then Gene Simmons is the pastor's dad.
Yeah. There was that one, and then when Peggy's the artist with the propane tanks.
Oh, yeah. damn it.
Oh, and then Hank has the sexual harassment with the
Ben Stiller? The That's What She Said guy? Or
Yeah. That's Ben Stiller?
Yeah, you can't hear it? It's like totally, it's like he's not even doing a voice, he's just doing Stiller.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Because I just fast forward.
That's what she said.
I just fast forward through the credits now.
Oh, don't so do that. Guess. You get some good ones. Like, you get Johnny Depp as a yoga instructor, like, I think either later that season or in season 9.
Okay. But yeah. Yeah, it's just great, like, going through some of these episodes and everything. And seeing, like, obviously the cameo, like the voice cameos they have, like Brad Pitt, Ben Stiller.
Well, the one where they go to Bill's family home in New Orleans, Meryl Streep's her mom.
Oh, that, and then
fucking Gilbert.
Yeah,
I fucking love Gilbert. He comes back for like in season 10, I think 10 or 11.
Oh God, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But then you also had Alan Rickman as like the Renaissance King. Yeah, that was a great episode.
What else you got in season 8? I'm trying to remember.
I'm only like the first like couple of, like I think the first.
Well, the cowboy one is like one of the first couple.
Yeah. Like I said, I think I'm only on like episode 7 or 8, season 8. I just got into it yesterday.
I think season 8 might be their last like full season, and then it starts getting to that weird place where they're canceled, but they're not canceled, and there's a writer's strike in there somewhere.
Well, I think season 14.
No, there's only 13 seasons.
No, there's 14 seasons.
No, there's 13. So Patch Boomhauer, the Cowboy one's the third one. Oh, Hank getting the testosterone.
Oh yeah, that one, that was great.
The house has mold.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh fuck yeah, the one where he becomes a trucker.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
And then where Peggy goes to Mexico City.
Yeah, and thinks that. That dude's hitting on her.
See, okay, that's what she said. So now, oh fuck yeah, you're on the one where Luann and Bill get jobs at a hip hair salon. And there's the hippies. Peggy
goes. Yeah, to that's actually the episode I gotta watch next. Is the hair salon?
That one. Might be one of my favorite ones. It might be. I don't know if it's a top 10, but it's definitely a top 20. That one's so goddamn funny. Or Bill pretends to be gay because like that's the only way they'll like trust him to cut the hair.
Exactly.
Oh, you got the flood one. That's pretty funny. Dale starting a security company. The Alamo one is pretty good. Luann. Oh, you'll appreciate the one later on where Luann holds up and fuck. What's the? Is it just Big Tex? The Texas State Fair. The big cowboy guy.
Yeah, Big Tex.
She holds up in Big Tex. There's the Quiz Bowl one, and then oh yeah, the season 8 is the Johnny Depp one. Then you get Con becomes a redneck, and then the shop one's pretty good. where Hank becomes a shop teacher.
Why do I feel like that was like in an earlier season?
No, too? That's one where. Well, so no, actually, I fucked it up. He tries to teach Bobby shop. Like Bobby becomes like a school counselor, because it's like an easy elective, and then like he ends up like having a crush on one of his like counselees, okay. Which is like totally against the rules. And then Hank's upset about that, and Hank wants Bobby to take shop, and it ends up being like a therapeutic thing for like Joseph and like other people that are having problems. Like just work. Okay. Or I think it's not. Yeah, it's not their shop or just like auto repair. Like he has him doing projects and then ends up actually helping him out. Like instead of like everyone arguing, it's like they have something to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, season 8's good.
Yeah, I'll probably finish season 8. Like
9. Monday. The start of 9 is where they go to Montana to visit Peggy's family.
Oh, that should be fun. And
like their like closest neighbors, they find out it's Henry Winkler.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. It's like a dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is good?
So you watch that. Been watching Jeopardy and
wow,
and Wheel of Fortune.
I think LeVar Burton is going to end up getting the permanent job. Like that's what everyone's calling for.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, and he should.
Well, I know like Aaron Rodgers came out this week saying that he'd want the Jeopardy hosting gig when he retires.
Well, it's not going to be available. They're going to give it to LeVar.
Yeah,
which is a good pick because you know Star Trek, Reading Rainbow.
Oh, absolutely.
And he did a really good job when he guest. He was the first guest host.
Yeah.
Shit won't be Dr. Oz. Fuck that guy.
Seriously. Let's see. I've been watching Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
That show's always great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to finish the Go Big Show with Bert Kreischer as the host. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, I'm on the season finale now. So, it's going to be the four? Yeah, the four contestants and everything to who's going to win the show.
Okay.
So, and that's been crazy to see what some of these people are doing.
Sure.
So, I'm excited to see how big they go, so to speak.
Okay, cool.
Plus, it's always fun to see, like, Snoop Dogg, like, oh my god, what's going on?
He seems like he's easily impressed, though. Really?
Not really.
Okay. He just seems like one of those, like, oh, shit.
No, and plus I get to see my girl Rosario Dawson.
That's so fucking weird that she's on that. Like, she's, she's overqualified for that.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm not complaining.
Whatever. She must be a producer on it or something. I don't know.
She is a producer on it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how they got her.
Yeah. And she's been a good sport. Like, she's participated in some of the stunts, too.
No, sure. No, she's cool. Just, like, that's so strange that, like, she's just on a basic cable game show.
Yeah. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Well, and we watched Raya and the Last Dragon again.
So did we. We watched it on Monday.
Yeah.
Because my nieces were over and they hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay. Great movie. I like it a lot.
It is. It's really good. It's a grower.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I liked it the first time, but like, you know what? I like it.
It's definitely better as like you watch it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Good action movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, really, the action scenes are amazing.
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's my turn.
Well, we can't ask Thaddeus.
That's true. Well, I know what's good for him. He has a son.
Yeah, exactly. What's good, Chance?
Let's see. This weekend I watched Godzilla vs. Kong.
And?
I loved it.
Right?
It's what I wanted.
Exactly.
They delivered exactly what I wanted.
Like, not gonna lie, like, sitting there thinking about it, like, I was kind of expecting more Godzilla than Kong, but like it definitely feels like Godzilla took like the back seat in certain for some of it, but like I'm not complaining about that.
No, me neither.
Like it's a great fun film and it gives you exactly what you want.
Their fight scenes are cool. The Mega Godzilla was cool.
Oh fuck yeah.
I mean, like, fine, like, people are like, oh, the humans, but whatever. Like, I don't really watch a Godzilla movie for the humans. Plus, what, David Bashir's death is pretty cool. That was awesome. It was when the Mega Godzilla goes sentient and it just kills him.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That's awesome.
I loved everybody in it. You know, everyone played their part. I mean, like, the humans are pretty much non-factors in the Japanese Toho ones, too. So, like, whatever.
Exactly.
Like they're just get you from one place than the next. The Hollow Earth world was neat.
Oh hell yeah!
Mm-hmm.
And all the creatures in there.
Yep.
It was cool to see, like, oh, well, this is, like, Kong's, like, home world and everything.
Yeah, it's better than Skull Island.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm kind of bummed that it was just them. There's no Mothra or Rodan, but whatever.
Yet.
Well, because in King of the Monsters, I tease there's another Mothra.
Oh, that there's another one?
Yeah, in the credits, it's like, they kind of like go through, like, up Skull Island.
And oh, then, yeah.
Like, I think, like, on the side of a cliff, there's a Mothra egg somewhere.
Okay.
So, like, all right. But, no, the Megagodzilla was cool. It was fun seeing them team up.
Oh, that was so great.
That was cool.
And you the know. Axe?
Yeah.
The axe of Godzilla.
Yeah, and like... he had a gigantic stone throne.
Yeah.
Because sure.
Screw the Iron Throne, we got this stone throne.
Yeah, he's King Kong without being King Kong. Because you notice they don't call him King Kong?
Yep.
No, it was fine. It was what I wanted it to be, man. Like, more of those. And it was a huge hit. It was for COVID times.
Exactly. It's the most popular?
It was the highest grossing.
Yeah, there we go. Highest grossing movie during COVID.
Know, which I know, obviously, isn't...
You have to take that with a grain of salt, but...
Still good. And exactly. I'm sure their numbers in the max were just as good.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, I think they did say it was their best weekend since they launched. So, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it encourages them to make more monster movies, because I wasn't sure after King of the Monsters bombed.
Which I like that film.
I do too, but I mean, Skull Island's probably the best one.
Oh, absolutely. Skull Island's got the funniest death scene.
Yeah, it does. Oh, the whole movie's so good. Yeah. But, like, it's like...
You got Loki and Captain Marvel.
Yep. Well, Nick Fury, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, yeah. John Goodman... You got a whole bunch of people.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. yeah, it's extremely... It was a loaded cast. And then the 2014 Godzilla movie's awesome, too. Anyway, so I saw that. And then I also watched a couple other new movies. Well, newer. Right. New to me. Well, no, they're new. They're 2020 movies. I watched this Danish movie called Another Round. With Mads Mikkelsen, he's the bad guy in Doctor Strange. He's Jen's dad in Rogue One.
Okay.
Hannibal on the TV show Hannibal.
Sure. I never saw Hannibal, so.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he it takes place in Denmark. Him and like his three friends are teachers. Their lives are kind of stagnant, and they decide to do an experiment. Like someone had like a theory or like. If your blood alcohol is at least at 0.05 every day, like, you know, things will be better. So they try to do that as an improvement. And nice. It works for a while. Like, it's, you know, he's like happy again. Like, he's more engaged in his class because, like he was like very disengaged as a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, extremely. And he's just like happier. Like, the kids are learning. They're having fun. And then it goes very, very south. Like, they try to up the ante and yeesh. Like it's, but then it turns around. But you know, it was very fascinating because like Denmark seems cool.
Yeah.
Like all their houses look like IKEA. Their school system's very interesting.
Okay.
Like they do like
elaborate.
Like, well, they'll do like one per. It looks like they do like one person final exams.
Okay.
Like it's very weird. They'll give you like one specific topic.
Do you know about it beforehand?
Yeah, you do. Like,
oh, okay.
Because, like, one of the kids is super nervous because he doesn't want to repeat because then he won't get into medical school.
Okay.
Which, again, I find very fascinating.
Yeah.
But, like, he's super nervous. I think his topic is, like, I forget what author. But, like, he's, like, given an author he has to do. And, like, but, yeah, it's, like, it's like celebrating the culture of drinking in Denmark.
Okay.
But, it's very different than how they do that kind of movie in America. Because, like, there is, like, a dark turn, but, like, in America, it would be, like, you know, I accept. He, like, finds another hobby. He doesn't drink anymore. But this is just, like, you know what? Just, like, be careful. And before he was an actor, he was a professional dancer, and he gets to bust that out at the end. Like, they tease it throughout the whole movie. He's like, no, I'm going to dance. Like, he's like Christopher Walken, where, like, you wouldn't think to look at him that he was a professional dancer, but he was. Yeah, it's all so right. Cool. Like the end scene is awesome when they're at the graduation, which their graduation seems so cool. They do like a parade, like all the kids have beer.
Well, isn't it? Oh, no. I think it's Sweden where if you graduate with like your, I think it's if you graduate college or whatnot, or with a certain degree, they give you a top hat and a sword.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm like, no, fuck, I'm going, like, it's I'm like going
a
there.
Like, the kids have a graduation parade. They have, like, this cool thing in the park where, like, you're given, like, a case of beer. You have to run around the park, you have to drink it at certain checkpoints. And if you can finish the whole thing, you win.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I really, can fuck with that.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, and it's up for Best International Feature, and then Thomas Vinterberg is up for Best Director at the Oscars. Mads Mikkelsen should be up too, though. He was amazing in it. Like, he's amazing in everything, but it was really nice to see him, like, not be, like, a bad guy.
Yeah.
Or, like or in his natural language, he's, like, you know, a 5% better actor, just and he's already good as an American. Or when he doesn't speak English, I mean. But no, cool movie. And then I watched the other movie that's up for Best Picture, Minari, with Glenn from Walking Dead.
Okay. I've seen, like, posters of it. Or
so, yeah, it's, like, I guess based on the director's, like, growing childhood. Like, his dad bought, like, a farm in, like, rural Arkansas, and his dream is to have a farm. And his, like, wife's, like, not about it because, like, it's a huge risk.
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere, they don't know anybody. There's no other, they're Korean. There's no other Koreans in that part of the town. She wants to be in the city because the son has, like, a heart murmur. And it's, like, an hour to drive to, like, the city.
Okay.
And things aren't going well. Then the grandma moves in. And the kid's, like, the kid has, like, a problem with the grandma and doesn't like her. You know, I really liked it. I mean, I don't know if I'd watch it again. But, you know, Glenn was good. And I think I could. It's, like, up for a bunch of stuff. I think the grandma's going to win for supporting.
Oh, that'd be fun.
No, yeah, it was a really good movie, though.
Okay.
God damn, the farm life seems like it sucks. Like, I felt so bad for him at the end of it.
For your city folk.
Well, yeah, like, it was this whole, like, and I guess, like, his wife has a job at, like, the, they have, like, a chicken plant there. And she's in charge of, like, it's, like, gendering the chickens, like, separating the roosters from the hens.
Okay.
And it's, like, a special skill you have to have, because I guess it's, I don't know. It's, like, it's apparently it's, like, a huge skill to have to be able to, like, separate them quickly or to be able to determine what they're going to be.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to be a rooster, let me tell you that much.
Oof. Dude, they're annoying. One of my customers has
Allie's, her parents' neighbors have a rooster. Actually, there's two roosters in that neighborhood, I think.
God, they're annoying.
I know.
I'll walk by just to, like, deliver garments and everything, and they always go off, and I'm like...
Yeah, I know.
All I want to do is just walk by here and not have to hear that.
Right.
Because it's not just one, like, they, or what's it?
It's like a make their,
yeah, they, it's not like they do it once.
No, they keep going.
Yeah.
Let's see, I watched a couple older movies, like I watched Goodfellas and Boogie Nights, because like, they're super late. I'm like, yeah, they're on Max, I'll do it.
Oh, are they on Max?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you can, yeah. And it's fun watching them with the subtitles on, because, like, there's stuff, like, I miss. Or, like, especially with Boogie Nights, because there's so much, like, overlapping dialogue.
Yeah.
But they both look really good in 4K. Because, like, my TV's on 4K. Yours should be, too, though.
I think mine's 4K.
Like, they're presented in that format. I was like, wow, this looks really good.
I'll have to do that. I haven't seen a 4K movie yet, so.
Yeah, you have. Kong was in 4K.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I was never good at science, all right?
And so was Justice League.
That's okay.
Let's see. I got 4 episodes left until I'm done with Seinfeld.
Nice.
I know. We haven't gotten to see the new challenges yet, so I got nothing there. Although next week is finally the challenge finale. It's been a very long season.
Yeah.
So let's see. Do I have anything else? Oh, well, I've been watching a couple of Nickelodeon shows on Paramount Plus. Like, Rugrats Modern Life, I've been watching some Otter Monsters. That's been cool.
I gotta sit there. I don't have Paramount Plus, but I might have to sign up for that.
Yeah. I mean, their movie library blows, but you can also get football on there.
Well, I'm sure the TV, like, obviously the TV shows are what you're going there for.
The Nickelodeon library is pretty good. Their MTV one's okay. I mean, it's got all the shows, but like I said, Deathmatch, they don't have the old ones.
Lame.
I know. But they got everything else.
We gotta wait for them to bring the whole library for that.
I know, but Nickelodeon, their library is pretty well stocked.
Okay. That's good to know.
Like they have basically the whole series, like they have everything. Like I'm gonna maybe like do an Legends of the Hidden Temple. They got
Oh god, I remember that show. Like I wanted to go on it so bad.
I know.
That was so fun.
Yeah, they got Guts, they got the Family Double Dare.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember Double Dare.
Come on, the obstacle course. That's what it was all about.
Yeah.
They got all that shit. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's something else that I saw. Oh, Mighty Ducks. The second episode of Mighty Ducks. I talked about that last week. They have their first game.
Oh, I have to start that too.
It's good. It's really cute.
Yeah, I need to start that. I think that was what my project was for this weekend.
It's only two episodes. The first one's like 45 minutes. The second one's a half an hour.
Okay.
Like, it's not a huge time suck.
Yeah.
Which also also helps.
I want to see Gordon Bombay and everything.
Yeah, bum-ass Gordon Bombay. Yeah,
exactly.
I really need to know what happened, because I'm like, why didn't he just go back to being a lawyer?
Right?
Or, like, what happened with the Junior Goodwill games? Because that was his job. That's why he left them at the high school.
Yeah.
But whatever, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think that might be it. Is it? Yeah, I think that's it for this week.
Okay.
And when you come over next week, we'll have new carpet.
Oh!
I know, we're doing that Monday. I'm very excited.
You're going to lay the carpet down, huh?
Yeah, baby. And then, we're going to be doing some furniture building.
Oh, that's what those big boxes are.
Yeah, the one's an entertainment center. The other one is a table.
Nice. It's all coming together.
It is all coming together. Yeah, so that's all I got. All
right.
Yeah, but you, anything else before we go?
No, I'm excited for the draft coming up.
It's in 3 weeks, we got time.
And then, I'm excited for Falcon Winter Soldier tomorrow. Yeah. We'll see where that turns out.
Me too, I'm excited for episode 3 of, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it. We got Mortal Kombat next week.
Oh.
Excuse me, in 2 weeks. The 23rd.
Yeah, that might be a movie I go see in theaters.
But I'll be cool going to see it. We'll try to go to theaters. If Alec can get vaccinated, then we're good.
All right. I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Sounds like a date.
It does.
But,
I really want Mortal Kombat to be good.
I think I'm going to go in with, like, low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's as good as, like, the trailer, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it can't be any worse than Annihilation.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, well, we talked about that already.
Yeah.
Okay, well, until next week, we'll see you.
Yeah, maybe Thaddeus will be back next week.
Maybe. If not, it'll just be you and me.
Yeah.
Suck it, Brian.
Yeah, suck it, Dubar. Leaving us for Florida.
I know. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.